The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ten days to kick off in Dublin, Ireland. We will be there very, very soon. Before that,
why did Vince say it was single digits?
I don't know.
Vince, it's 10.
It's 10 days away. It's, you know, 27th is the game. Today's the 17th. That's 10 days away. Tomorrow, single digits. We are joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We have reached the point in camp where Sip and I had an argument in the first segment about how tough a punter's job is, which means it's been kind of a smooth camp so far. Let's go with that, Sean. Are you surprised at how drama-free this camp has seemed for Nebraska so far?
Yeah, they've got a good handle on things, it feels like. I mean, just the injury to the Colts Crawford was probably the biggest thing. I mean, Devin Drew's arrival, which they knew, it might have been a day or two later than they thought it was going to be. So you're right, there hasn't been Harrison Beck is missing. We don't know where he's at. There hasn't been Zach Bowman tearing his ACL on that same day.
Whoa. I forgot about that. Yeah.
That was on the same day, Sipple.
Jeez, man, bad day.
And you think about that Bowman injury, that probably cost them a Big 12 championship in 06. I mean, they lost their lockdown NFL corner, and Limus Swede and Malcolm Kelly and these receivers, and they didn't have anyone in the Big 12 to guard those guys. And they had to put Courtney Grigsby on them. That was a pretty big injury back in fall camp back in 05, as I can remember. 06.
Yeah, it was 2006. That's right. That was eventful. There have been other eventful. Do you remember, while we're on this, Jag, Sean Callahan, you've covered the team for a long time. What do you remember from the Pelini era as far as tumult in camp?
I mean, Bubba Starling, and I was on the receiving end of that one. I literally interviewed Peter Gammons to get confirmation on what he meant by his report. Basically, Peter Gammons tweeted that Bubba Starling, Nebraska's chances don't look good at keeping him, especially after Bo Pelini yelled at his family and him. And so I called Peter Gammons to like get confirmation and kind of talk to him about what he's reporting. And I was suspended for a week. Bo Pelini kicked me out of practice for a full week and literally probably gave me the largest butt-chewing I've ever received in my entire life for doing that.
That's amazing. That was tumultuous. Wow. You were the main person on the receiving end, but didn't that cause, like, didn't he ban us for a few days? I think
that was Deshaun Fisher. So,
oh, he banned us for Sean Fisher. That's right.
Sean Fisher broke his leg in camp.
Okay.
And one of the – God, I hate this. I want to say it was Matt Schick. And Matt Schick could probably share the story now, years on. He shared it before. But they were trying to get confirmation and report the injury out of practice. And they called Sean Fisher, and he was, like, you know, on the operating table. And then so Bo Pelini just lost it at that point, kicked everybody out for – at least a week.
Yeah, people forget, and that's when we always refer to camp tumult, that's what we're talking about. We were out, he pushed us out of practice for I think it was 7 days. 7 days.
Yeah, back to the topic here, we've had nothing in terms of stuff like that you need to worry about. You got to go back to Frost's first year. Jebbia, they announced the depth chart. Jebbia went to fan photo day, and, you know, or the student scrimmage, they called it, the Boneyard Bash, I guess it would have been, and took part in all those things. Then on Monday morning, left practice, didn't show up. And then they played Akron that week. I mean, it was that was drama.
So, Sean, what did you hear about Brian Buscini's spring and compared to what it is now, compared to what he's done in August?
Well, it was inconsistent from all things you heard. And honestly, we saw a little bit of it in the spring game, but you just kind of wanted to brush it off because you knew this guy was good. I mean, he was the FCS punter of the year and an All-American. But I think, you know, my guess is he had a lot of mental pressure coming here and, you know, stepping in and being at this level, and he wanted to do really well. And it just didn't go well out of the gates at times for him. But you know, he's got unbelievable resources with NFL punters helping him and working with him. And clearly has not been an issue for him in August.
Tommy Hill, Sean, Tommy Hill has created quite a bit of buzz in this camp, the ASU transfer corner. Has he locked down that corner spot opposite Quentin Newsom? And then,
finish out there.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Shawnee. Go ahead.
There's no doubt, Tommy.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hill, I think, is going to be a starting corner. I mean, I look at O'Shawn Mathis and Tommy Hill and those two guys right there. I mean, they at least on the cusp appear to be difference-making guys on this defense that they've brought in. I mean, and Tommy Hill, you know, if you're trying to replace a guy like Cam Taylor-Britt, hopefully – you know, this gives you somebody that can at least be at that level. I'm not saying he's a second-round draft pick, but he's a guy that, from all reports, is as athletic as anybody on this football team.
Yep, that's right. That's what I've heard. That's exactly what I've heard. Sean, even the most grizzled coach, they just can't deny it. The guy's got a ton of talent. So we're just going to see. Now, the key will be is if he can be consistent. What else? Go ahead, Jay.
Sean, I'm curious, an offense for Nebraska. Like, you know, obviously they killed Northwestern last year 56-7. Everything went right, but you have a new coordinator, you've got a new quarterback, you've got new receivers. Like, do you expect Nebraska's offense to click well against Northwestern and Dublin? Or do you expect to see kind of a little bit rust being game one and also so many new pieces and a new coordinator?
They got to run the ball. If they can run the ball, I think it will click. But if they struggle to run in this game out of the gates, that's when it won't click. And that's the offensive line. They've got to get off to a good start up front and establish a running game. Otherwise, you know, you put a lot of pressure on Casey Thompson in this game.
Yep.
And, you know, playing on grass, we don't know if it's going to be wet, but I think that plays into Northwestern's favor, grass surface. Nebraska doesn't have I was talking to somebody, the grass surface here is not in great shape. Number one, you had construction vehicles having to drive over it. We haven't gotten any rain until like yesterday, yeah. All summer felt like. So that they're not getting a great grass surface to play on. Northwestern, you know, plays in a great grass stadium. So that will be something to zone in on, you know, the surfaces, because I do think that that's an advantage for Northwestern is grass, because they play on grass.
Sean, do you have any big plans in Dublin? We're going together. I mean, are we doing anything crazy?
Yeah, maybe we'll find a couple. I mean, it's a place where I've been there once. I mean, you can just walk around and find something new every day. I mean, that's the beauty of it. I mean, I wish we knew the schedule. It's hard to plan anything until we know what we're going to be doing for the work out there.
Right. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. Yep. This is generally a work trip, but we'll find something to
You'll find fun times up there.
Yeah. Sean said that Guinness beer is actually not bad for you. It's not that bad.
Have some. Have a couple. Have a few pints. 10 days away. Sean, thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Sean
okay.
Callahan.
So Sean's right. Not a lot of drama in this camp. I mean, the biggest drama probably occurred at Big Ten Media Days when quite a to-do was made about Frost not making an opening statement. That tells you that it's been drama-free. If that's as much as we can do here, that's pretty
drama. I think
drama.
The other takeaway from Media Days was that Garrett Nelson said he wanted to see Scott Frost just happy again, right? Yeah. It was two things. No opening statement and Garrett Nelson saying he wants to see his coach just be happy again.
By the way,
that's what we learned out there.
Yeah, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Sean told me something last night that was interesting. He talked. I want you to think about this. Consider this. He talked to a reporter at Northwestern that covers the team. They have had only one media availability session with that team so far. One. So you know, people complain around here about access, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's one of the most, like, entitled takes ever, right? Northwestern has had one day of access this camp. How many have we had?
Well, to be fair, has anyone asked for the access up there at
all?
That's
not fair. I mean, I don't care how many people ask for it. That's not to be fair. They've had one.
That's not much. That's one. That's nothing at all.
One.
Nothing.
How many have we had?
A lot.
Yeah.
What, three times a week typically?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Plus a couple sessions to watch for a half hour, 40 minutes.
It's incredible. So, yeah, that's why I don't complain about our access for one second, and I'm amazed when anybody does. Amazed. There's such a high degree of entitlement in that take that it's almost astounding to me. Northwestern has had one day of access. Think about now, what would we do if we had one day of access? What would we be talking about every day?
A lot of just hypotheticals.
Yeah.
This was what he might have said at practice today
about
the linebackers
exactly.
Or the offensive line.
Thank you, Nebraska. Thank you.
Thanks to Sean Callahan, as always.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
To Sean. Going to his homeland.
You think he's packed for the trip?
No. But he's prepared. I mean, he has.
Do you think he'd be shocked like me that you were packed by Monday of this week? 80% at least.
I'm probably a little more organized than you give me credit for.
That still stuns me about the packing. I assume to be packing like tonight or tomorrow. Or maybe Friday.
What do we got next?
The mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.